Welcome to From Willingness to Wellness, a faith-infused podcast for the willing heart, mind, soul, and body. I am Debbie Robertson, Debbie with an I, also referred to as Coach Debbie. With a focus on health gained by weight loss, I desire to inspire and influence you to live a happier, healthier, more fulfilled life. Now on to today's chat. Welcome back, friends, to another episode of From Willingness to Wellness. It's Coach Debbie. Today, I'm going to read a chapter. I guess it's not really a chapter. I'm going to read a devotion to you from my book, No More Waiting, Thought for the Week, 52 Weekly Devotions of Motivational Weight Loss Tips. The one that I'm going to read to you today is week 25. The title is Do Not Be Moved. And then in parentheses, it says, if the scales don't. All right, here we go. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will rest in hope. Psalm 16, 8 and 9. To be moved means to provoke a strong feeling, especially of sorrow or sympathy. When you are working to lose weight, do you judge your success by the scales? What happens when you have been diligent in your lifestyle changes, yet you do not see the scales getting any lower, or perhaps even more troubling, they go up? What is your reaction? Discouragement? Disappointment? Thoughts of failure? Well, let me say, do not be moved by what you see. Oh, that's easy for you to say because you don't know how hard I've been working, you may say. I do know that if your success is measured by what the bathroom scales say, you will probably struggle to find success. Why? Let me tell you. There are many factors that go into what your weight reads when you're measured by the scales. For one, how much salt have you eaten lately? If you consume much sodium in your diet, then many times your body will retain fluid, which will end up as added pounds on the scale. It is not unusual to gain 1 to 2 pounds overnight in water weight. For women, this can also be the case during that time of the month. Another thing to consider, if you are working to lose, then you are most likely exercising. If you've been following my suggestions, then you've included strength training in your routine. When you are building muscle, you are losing fat, but because muscle is denser than fat, it can appear that you have not lost weight, and in some cases may actually gain. What is the best way to judge your success? By the way you feel, both mentally and physically. Do you feel better? Are you able to do more or for a longer duration without becoming exhausted? Do you look in the mirror and see changes in your body? The best way to judge your weight loss is by measurements, but even that can be a little confusing if you don't have the tape measure at the exact same spot each time you measure. So here is what I suggest. Find something in your closet that you cannot quite fit into. I personally feel a pair of pants is the best tool to use. Now try it on and make a mental note of just how much you need to lose for it to fit properly. Keep that item of clothing in a place where it is easy to locate. Each week, try it on. As you do, you will begin to notice it gets closer to the right fit until that glorious day when it fits perfectly. Just remember, if your scales don't move the way you want them to, do not be moved. So that is week 25 of the book, No More Waiting, Thought for the Week. This book is a year's worth of devotions that are geared towards weight loss, suggestions, tips, scriptures, and you can find it at Amazon, barnesandnoble.com, and I'll put a link in the show notes for you as well. I want to encourage you with that. Just like we've been talking about the past couple of episodes, you cannot expect change without putting action or work to your faith. You cannot expect to have success if you give up, so never, ever, ever give up. And now on top of all that, do not be moved if the scales don't, or if they're moving in the wrong direction. Find a way that you personally can judge your weight loss and health gain based off how you look and feel And again, that suggestion of getting those pants and using that as a measuring tool. And you know, friends, I know you're going to reach success. I know you are, because why? You can do anything if you are willing. Thank you for listening to today's message. My hope is that you will take what you've heard and apply it to your own life. It begins with the willingness to take action towards positive change and transformation. But I'm here to tell you, you can do anything if you are willing. Be sure to subscribe and listen to From Willingness to Wellness for future inspiring as well as practical messages. For more information and to receive your free gift from me by subscribing to my newsletter, visit my website at forthewilling.com. That's the number 4, thewilling.com.